Roman numeral 4. Ezekiel 1 reveals that the one on the throne looks like a man, yet with him there is the appearance of the glory of Jehovah, indicating that the one sitting on the throne is both God and man. This is Jesus Christ, the God-man, the mingling of God and man. A. Jesus Christ was the complete God, and he was incarnated to be a man. Having the nature of man, he lived, died, resurrected, and ascended as a man. And now, as the one on the throne, he is still the Son of Man. B. Hence, since the ascension of the Lord, Jesus there has been a man on the throne, in the millennium, and in the new heaven and new earth for eternity. There will still be a man on the throne. C. God's mysterious intention in his relationship with man is to mingle himself with man and thereby to become the same as man and make man the same as he is in life, in nature, and in expression, but not in the Godhead. Man was created in the image of God, to express God, and to rule for God. 1. The one on the throne and the four living creatures both have the appearance of a man, indicating that the four living creatures on earth are the expression of the one on the throne. This expression is the manifestation of God in humanity. 2. God in heaven desires to gain man on earth for his expression by working himself into man. Furthermore, God's intention is to work on man in order that man will be on the throne. 3. As the pioneer, the forerunner, the Lord Jesus cut the way to enter into glory and sit on the throne, and we, his many brothers, are now following him. Hebrews 2:10. For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things and through whom are all things, in leading many sons into glory, to make the author of their salvation perfect through sufferings. Revelation 3:21. He who overcomes, to him I will give to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat with my Father on his throne.